instructions to Dr. Landsman. Okay.
Kaplan has the outside tonight for his father, so we dedicate the learning of Zecha Nishmas Rabbi Yalei, Rabbi Eliyahu. Last week we left off on Chavav HaMadeis. The Perek is concluding with more Mishnayos transmitting traditions of Torah Shebaal Peh. They put them all together, like all the Ein Beins, in the beginning of Maseches Megillah. So the Mishnah on the top, about 10 lines from the top, discusses the dinim, the relationship that the father has with the daughter. When a girl is born, so she's a ketana till she becomes a bas mitzvah. She becomes a bas mitzvah at Yud Beis Shana V'Yomechor. It's a machlokes hatanoim and maseches nida. When does a boy become bar mitzvah? When does a girl become bas mitzvah? So we paskin this compromise that the girl becomes bas mitzvah a year before the boy, Yud Beis Shana V'Yomechor, and the boy becomes bar mitzvah Yud Gimel Shana V'Yomechor. But in each day, Cyrus. Deisaris means a little bit of hair growing on the Eva Ha'erva. That indicates that they're Roy Lahoilid. So the Chumash, and then the girl becomes a Naira. Naira is a Gdoila. She becomes a Naira for 6 months, maximum 6 months. After the 6 months are up, then she becomes a Bogeres. So Bogeres is not Bishus Aviha at all. At the age of 12 and a half, Alpidin, the father has no rights and privileges to the daughter. He has responsibilities to marry her off, but he doesn't have any rights. The father has the ability to marry off the daughter when she's a ketana or a naira. Once she becomes a bageres, the father and the mother are both alive, but she's alpidin as if she were a yisayma, as if she's not bishus aviyah anymore. And once that's a lashon, then it appears in the Mishnah at the end of the Nedarim, yisayma b'chayu aviyah. It goes on a bageres, or if the father marries off his daughter, and she had not only Erisin, she had Nisu, and Erisin means you give the ring, you say Harimu Kadeshusli, but she's not Bushu's Bailo yet. And then we have the Nisuin right after the Erisin, the days of the Tanakh and the days of the Gemara till the days of the Gaonim, there was a year's wait between the Erisin and Nisuin. The boy would give a ring, say Harimu Kadeshusli, that would be Erisin and Nisuin. Today Erisin means engaged. But in Tanakh, in the Gemara, Erisin means that they're married. She's an Eshusish, but she's not Bishus, she's not Beveis Bailo, she's still Beveis Aviha. And then there would be Nisuin under the Chuppah that would complete their marriage. So if a father marries off his daughter, she had Erisin and Nisuin, even if she's only 10 years old, she's no longer Bishus Aviha. So even if the husband divorces her, the husband dies, she doesn't revert back to be Bishus Aviha, she leaves Bishus Aviha. So the Mishnah in the end of the Dorm has these two cases are referred to as Yisoyme B'chai Yavir. The father's still alive. Father, the mother, everyone is still alive. But Al Pidin, she's like as if she were a Yisoyme, that she's no longer Bishus Avir. I once asked them on a question in a B'china, what does the term Yisoyme B'chai Yavir mean? So one of the boys wrote, the mother died and the father's still alive. She's Yisoyme B'chai Yavir. But I want the Yisoyme B'chai Yavir in quotation marks. It's an expression.
If she gets divorced as a katana, goes back to the father, he still has the right to marry her off a second time,
no? No. If she already had Nisuin, if she only had Erisin, Erisin is a little bit partially Moitzim Mishus Avir, but not completely. Right, you need Bishutfus to be made for the Neder. So if you have Erisin and then the husband divorces her, dies, then she reverts, she returns back Mishus Avir. So once you had Nisuin, she left Mishus Avir Legamre, then she doesn't return back.
What status is she a Katana? She's still a Katana.
Okay.
Can she remarry?
Katana has Kiddushin Midi Rabbanon, yeah. Yes, Menatorah Ketana does not have Kiddushin, only Aidei Aviyah. Only the father. What if the father is not alive? So the Rabbanon, they made a Takana. In the days of the Tanaim, everybody got married at a very young age. So this girl never she's going to be an old maid. She's going to have to wait till she's 12 years old to get married. In the days of the Tanaim, that was considered an old maid. So they made a Takana, the Rabbanon, that if the father is not alive, if the father's in Medina Sayyam, he's not around, and all of her classmates are married already, everybody in the neighborhood is married, so the mother with the older brothers can marry her off. Yeah.
She can break it this way.
She can break it. There's no need for a get. She goes to a bezin that's going to be on this dump. She goes to a bezin. She says she's not happily married. So even though she agreed to it originally, calls man, she's still a ketana. She could be mamayin. And when you do miyun, that's considered like an annulment, considered as if she was never married in the first place. So now if she wants to, she can marry her husband's brother or husband's father. It's not considered achus ishta or anything, eish esach. There's no problem. It's considered as if she was never married. If the husband gave her a get, even though she could have annulled the marriage by miyun, but if she didn't annul the marriage, the husband gave her a get, then she is considered a grusha. Then she does collect ksuba, and she's not allowed to marry the husband's brother. But if she went to bezin to bake miyun, then it's oika, the whole issue is lemafrek, because the whole issue is only the rabbana to begin with.
If he gives her a get and he's masik grushoso, then she's mayan, then she's
okay. Miyun is okay, everything lemafreya, yeah.
She can't marry a kohen.
Yeah, if she only had miyun.
So she has the right to save a man from skila. If a man married her, I mean, if she was from an ach.
No, she was only a kedushin de rabbanon. We're not going to give a punishment of death to someone who's mezana with an eshes ish de rabbanon. You only give the death penalty if someone's mezana with an eshes ish de raisa. Yeah, she's only an eshes ish de rabbanon. See, here there are three stages. There's a ketana, there's a naira, and there's a boger. The ketana is up until bas mitzvah. Bas mitzvah shanim v'simanim. You have to have yud beishanim v'yamechud. Yud beishanim v'yamechud does mean the day after her birthday. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So you have to have Yud Gimel Shana V'yamechod when he becomes Bar Mitzvah. So Yud Gimel Shana would have been Vav Adar. Vav Adar, he was born on Zayin Adar. So 13 years later, when it comes Vav Adar, that's the end of Yud Gimel Shana. So then when you come to the next day, Zayin Adar, the birthday, Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So that's the first day into the 14th year. That's called Yud Gimel Shana V'yamechod. Yamechod is the day of the birthday. People make a mistake. They think Yud Gimel Shana V'yamecha means plus another day, a day after the birthday. The birthday is the Yamecha. Vav Adar would have been Yud Gimel Shana. So the same by the girl. You know, you need Yud Bei Shana V'yamecha plus Shtei Cyrus. Makes her into a Zoylo. Then she's a Naira. And she's a Naira for 6 months, maximum of 6 months. Then she becomes Obogera. She's not Bishus Avia at all. Yeah. By boy, you also have such a parallel. You have in the Chubas Agoinim. Where do you have by boy? A boy is a cotton, and then he becomes a gadol. Do you have anything in between that there's a nairus and bagrus? So the Goinim have, in the Chubas, they write that there's an institution of ben sorer more, and he can only become a ben sorer more if he's already bar mitzvah. Even though you give the death penalty to the ben sorer more, not because of the seriousness of the avera that he did now, he stole money from his parents, and he hangs out with a bunch of gangsters, and he eats steaks and he drinks Italian wine and hangs. It looks like he's a schneitzer chafen derech to become a real juvenile delinquent, to become a gangster. But what he did so far, he doesn't really deserve the death penalty. We should give him a punishment. So the Gemara says he's nerag al shem sofo. We're killing him now because of what's going to turn out from him. But the Gemara still says you can't give him the death penalty before bar mitzvah. He has to have violated an avera after bar mitzvah. So he can't become a ben sarmar unless he stole from the parents after bar mitzvah. And then the Gemara says there's an upper limit. He can only become a ben sarmar the first 3 months of his bar mitzvah life. So the whole window of opportunity is only 3 months, the whole thing. So the Goinim write, you have like a cotton and a nar and a boiger. You have nairis and bagras by a boy also, but the only thing that it's relevant for is the ben sarmar. By a girl, it's relevant for a lot of dinim.
Wait, the ben sarmar of
why do we give him the death penalty? He could do tshuva.
Why do we take away his opportunity to tshuva?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
What about Luflo?
Luflo Samuel Yish, that's a year before Bar Mitzvah. A year before Bar Mitzvah, if he takes a boy or a girl, a year before Bas Mitzvah, a year before Bar Mitzvah. So if they take a neder and they know what they're talking about, then it's Dorma Bainu. Usually up until Bar Mitzvah, you say the person is a La Bar Das. Even if he's a genius, Al Pidin, we say he's even a Vilna Goin. Before Bar Mitzvah, Al Pidin is a La Bar Das. But when you get to Nedorim and Shavuos, and Naziris and Hekdeshes and Erech and Acharam and these in Yoni Haflo, so then it's called Mufla HaSomach Liish. If he's a Bar Haflo, we interrogate him, we interview him, and we see that he knows what he's talking about. So then the Nedorim Abayni, that's a big Machloikis in the Gemara, Machloikis, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether that din of Mufla HaSomach Liish Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? That's a shaila and din. So here the Mishnah has, this is the Gemara is going to explain, this is a machlekes ha-tanoim. The Torah says the father has the right to sell his daughter as an amah hevriya. Which crazy father will do such a thing? I mean, if he's broke, he's bankrupt and he has no money. It's not normal.
That's one way to get her off the streets. She's going to take someone to take care of her.
Okay. So the father has the ability to sell his daughter as an amah hevriya only up until bas mitzvah. Once she becomes a gedolah, she's yotze lecheirus. Whichever comes first, either sheish, if he sells his daughter pretty young, he sells his daughter, okay, 5 years old, what can the daughter do? Wash the dishes? I don't know, wash the windows. Sells the daughter at the age of five. So she's going to be yotze b'sheish when she reaches, when the 6 years are up, 6 years from the day that she was sold. She was sold on whatever, chof aleph a year, so she goes free 6 years later, chof a year, when the 6 years are up. Yotze b'sheish, or she's yotze b'yom kippur shel yoivo, that's this week's sedra, that the Ebedibi goes free, whichever one comes first, or when she becomes a gedolah, when she becomes a naira, the Gemara learns that from the psukim, whichever one of the three comes first, she goes free. So the father has the ability, the father's not normal, to sell your daughter as an Amo Hivriya. So the father has the ability to sell the daughter while she's a ketana. He cannot sell her after her bas mitzvah, he cannot sell her. The Gemara learns it out, Akal v'chaimah, ma'adach, if he sold her when she was 5 years old, she goes free. When she becomes a gedolah, ma'amachura kvar, yoitza, she goes free. So if she's any machura, ain't a din shaloi timacher. It's Akal v'chaimah that he cannot sell his daughter after she's already a gedolah. After she becomes a naira. So the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah Rab Meir, Mishnah goes like Rab Meir. Meir says, Meir argues with the Chachamim. The Chumash has a din of Oynes L'mefata. That if someone rapes a girl, so he has to pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Oynes means he physically was Ma'anasar, and Mefata means he pressured her until she finally agreed, but it's also a form of Oynes. If they both agreed to be Mezana together, then there's no punishment of mefata. That's not called mefata. Mefata means he keeps on pressuring until she gives in to him. So it's also a form of oinus. So Rameh's opinion is, the Chumash says, the oinus of mefata is, ki fata ish naira besula. It says only naira. And the same thing by oinus. It says naira. Naira means in between bas mitzvah and the age of bogeris. Only that the 6 month window of opportunity. So Rameh says that just like if she's already a bogeris, after 12 and a half, the din of oinus and mefata, the dinim don't apply. So by ketana, also the dinim don't apply. It only applies to the naira during that 6 month period. And the chachamim disagree with Rabbi, and they say it's not true. When the chumash says ki fatish naira besula, naira means naira velo bokeris, but it doesn't mean naira velo ketana. Even when she's a ketana, there would still be a din. If someone was ma'anus and mefata her, there would still be a din of oinus and mefata. So that's how the Mishnah reads: kol mokum sheyesh mecher. When the father has the ability to sell a daughter, it means she's still a ketana up until bas mitzvah. So Rabbi Meir's opinion is, in knas, there's no penalty of oinus and mefata if someone rapes the girl. If the girl is a naira, then ein mecha. So the father does not have the ability to sell her as an amah hevriya, because she's yotze lecheiros when she reaches godless. Rabbi Yudah was a student of Rav and Shmuel, so sometimes he quoted things in the name of Rav, sometimes he quotes things in the name of Shmuel. The Mishnah only goes like Rav Meir's opinion. That's the Mishnah Rav Meir. Avol Chachamim, we paskan like the Chachamim against Rav Meir. Yesh knas b'mokam mecher. Even if the girl is a ketana and someone's ma'anis and mefater, there is a din of ma'anis and mefater. When the pasuk says ki fatish naira besula naira velo bogeris, the dinim don't apply by bogeris, but it does apply to a ketana. The Tanya ketana. What are the ages here? So it says, "Ketana mi bas yom echad, from the day that she's born, ad shetovish deisaris, yesh la mecha." A crazy father he wants to sell his daughter's amavir. She was just born. She was born today in the hospital. That's bas yom echad. If you wait till the next day, she's already 2 days old. On the day that she's born, on the day of the birthday, she's a ketana bas yom echad. So the father can sell her up until the time she becomes a gedola, ad shetovish deisaris. You have to have shonim v'simonim. Shtei Saris means the simonim on the Eva Ho Erva. Yesh lo mecher, the father has the ability al pidin to sell her. Vein lo knas. She's a ketana, so there's no knas. Mishtobi Shtei Saris, after she becomes a gdoilo, ad she tibogi, yesh lo knas. Vein lo mecher, after she becomes a gdoilo, the father cannot sell her. But that's when you have the, during those 6 month, that 6 month period of Nairus, that's when you have the Parshas of Anas Mefata Divrei Rav Meir. Shehoi Rav Meir Raimer, this is the saying of Rav Meir, what it says in the Mishnah, Kamachim Shesh Mecher Ein Knas, Kamachim Shesh Knas Ein Mecher. Either you have one or the other. We don't pass from like Rav Meir, Chachamim Maimrim, we pass in Ketano. Now, Anas Mefata is only if he was, if he rapes the girl, if he beats her up to something else, we punish him, but you don't punish him with Anas Mefata punishment. You give him some other punishment. So the only time it's biyosa biyo, that's a Mishnah Nido. A girl younger than Gimel Shana V'Yemechot is ain't biyosa biyo. And if someone does a biyo with her, k'nes an etz babayin, it's like sticking a finger in someone's eye. That's not called a ma'isa biyo. Boy also, boy before the age of 9, Teisha Shana V'Yemechot is also ain't biyosa biyo. After the age of 9, then al pidin it's biyosa biyo. So the Chachamim disagree with her. They say, Aktana mi'baz Gimel Shana V'Yemechot, from that time that is biyosa biyo, atcha tiboger. Not only during Nairus they have Anas Mefata, even a Ketana, but you can't have Anas Mefata before the age of 3, because that's ain't biyosa biyo. So from the time mi'baz Gimel Shana V'Yemechot, atcha tiboger, until she becomes a bageres, yesh lo knas, period. She has Anas Mefata money. Freg di Gemara. It sounds that they mean to say knas en mechalo. She only has knas, but the father can't sell a daughter as an amarvi after the age of 3. The father can only sell a daughter as an amarvi from the day she's born till her 3rd birthday. And after she's 3 years old, since there's Anas Mefata there, because Biasabia said there's no knas of Anas Mefata, how can that be? Fregmar knasen mechalo, the father can't sell her as an amarvi after 3. The Gemara says, no, emazogazoi, af knas b'mokamecha. The Chum disagree with Rav Meir. They say, the father can sell a daughter, I'm sugar. Father can sell a daughter from the day she's born until she becomes a gedolah, until she becomes a naira, until she becomes a bas mitzvah. And from the age of 3 on, it's going to be biyosa biyo, so then you even have the din of Anas Mefata as well. How do Chachamim know that it's so? So the Gemara Ksubas discusses it. Rav Meir offhand is right. It says in the Chumash naira, kifate ish naira besula, naira velo bageris, naira velo ketana. Why do Chachamim disagree? So the Gemara says there, one of the midas shatarin ed reshes, man, we have the, in the siddur before Baruch Shama, we have Rabbi Shmuel Leimer b'yudgin l'midas shatarin ed reshes, man. But there are many more midas. He hasn't exhausted everything. So one of the midas shatarin ed reshes is, we believe the Chumash was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter. So we medayik every letter. So sometimes you have a word that could be spelled male or choser. So if it's spelled choser, it means something. It's spelled male, it was usually spelled male and spelled choser, that means something. So here, the word Naira appears very often in Chumash, yeah. Nun Ayin Reish, without the Hey at the end. Once in a long while, it's spelled Nun Ayin Reish Hey. But usually, most of the time, it's spelled Nun Ayin Reish. How come it's spelled Chosah Hey? So that's what the Chachamim of Rav Meir Amadaik, from the fact, a Naira is a girl who's already a Gedola, from Yud Beis Shana V'Yay Mechot, which they Cyrus, she's a Gedola, that's a Naira. A Naira Choser, an incomplete Naira, is a Ketana. So the Chachamim, it sounds like a Balatur. But the Gemara says that's the Midrash, that's a Midrash Atur and Adreshes, man. The word is spelled Choseh, so it means something. It means Naira Choseh Hey means even a Ketana. And where is it spelled Molei Hey? The Gemara comments, when it says that the Naira Hamarasa Shizinsa gets Skila, there it's spelled with a Hey, because there she's not going to get Skila if she's a Ketana. The man who is Ma'anis, the man is Mazana with her, is going to get Skila. Even though she's a Ketan, if she's older than Gimel Shana V'Yemechot, but she's not going to get an Einish Misa unless she's a Gdoil already. A Ketan or a Ketan is a Labas Onshin. So there it's spelled with Molehei. There, when it says that the Naira Hamurasa Shezinsa gets killed, there the word Naira is spelled Molehei. But usually it's spelled Chosin.
How do we know when it means something or whether it's just a mistake?
No, it's not a mistake, or we would correct all the secret Torah. We have traditions when it's supposed to be spelled Molei, when it's supposed to be spelled Chosa. You have many, many drushes that are based on Molei and Chosa. You have a lot of drushes.
We had a lecture a few weeks ago with regard to the midpoint of the Chumash, whether or not the next word starts the next. And
right.
And I explained then that.
The Gemara says, in the days of the Gemara, they say, we're not Bokim B'chaseris B'chaseris. So we wouldn't be able to darshan on our own, because maybe that word is a misspelling. Yeah. we wouldn't pass on the Sefer Torah, but we wouldn't darshan anything because maybe it's supposed to be spelled Malin, maybe it's supposed to be spelled Chaser. But over here, the Tanoim had a tradition that the word Naira is supposed to be spelled Chaser, and they said that's the reason why. Yeah, that din that we spoke about by the Poskim talking about Petsuah Daka, there are two spellings, well, Petsuah Daka, Dalet Chof Aleph, Dalet Chof Hei, means the exact same thing. Dalet Chof Aleph is an Aramaic spelling, Dalet Chof Hei is a Hebrew spelling. So it's a Shaila, which they're both correct spellings, one is Hebrew, one is Aramaic. So the Shaila is the half of the Sefer Torah from the Ashkenazim is spelled with an Aleph, and the Sfaradim have it spelled with a Hei. So the Shaila is, how can you say a Bracha on Kriyas HaTorah? There's a 50-50 chance that you say the Torah is possible. So all the poskim asked this kasha, they don't come up with a good answer. So they waited till the Menachas Chinuch came. The Menachas Chinuch lived just 100 years ago. He didn't live centuries ago. He lived in the early 1900s. He died in the early 1900s, I think. So he came up with the teretz. That's the only teretz that we can work with. He says a sefer Torah shechaser esachas means if you have a misspelling, let's say you have Ela Toldos Noach. So Toldos is spelled with a samach instead of a tough at the end. So that's a misspelling. Anoach spelled with a final one. That's a mistake. Anoach spelled with a chof instead of a ches. That's an error. If you're missing a letter, you have the wrong letter. It's puzzle. But if you have Petsuah Daka, there are two correct spellings in the dictionary. There are words in the Chumash that are Aramaic. They're Hebrew words. So the word Petsuah Daka means the same, whether with an aleph or a hey. The dinim are exactly the same. The only question is, according to the Masorah, what is the correct spelling? So the Menachas Chinuch suggests a chiddush, that's the accepted answer, that if the spelling is correct, the spelling is accurate, the only thing is that it doesn't correspond to the Masorah, so you should really correct it, but it doesn't pass on the Sefer Torah. So even if the Sefer Torah is spelled, so a doctor should have been spelled with an aleph, well, hey, but the other spelling would also be acceptable, it'll be kosher, but you should correct it when you know. We don't know. We don't know which is the correct spelling. So the poskim have a suffix. What's the story? Menachas Chinuch says, unless you have a kriyuk siv, let's say if you have a kriyuk siv, it's supposed to be written one way, you're supposed to read it differently. So the Gemara says in the Dorm, that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's supposed to be spelled one way, supposed to read it a different way. So if you're going to spell it the way it's supposed to be read, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai says that that's incorrect. That'll be a pasul l'sefer Torah. So the poskim after the Menachas Chinuch raised this question. If you have the word naira, so let's say the Sefer wanted to spell it correctly all the time, so he spells it Nun Ayin Resh Hey, like in modern Hebrew. We always spell it Nun Ayin Resh Hey. So all those places where it's spelled Nun Ayin Resh, and we read it Nun Ayin Resh Hey, is that a Kriyuk Siv? Is that a Kriyuk Siv that we should say that it'll be possible to the other? Or do you say, no, it's a Moli and a Chaser? Molin Echos, and there are two correct spellings for the word Naira. One correct spelling is Nun Ayin Resh, one correct spelling is Nun Ayin Resh Hei. They're both pronounced the same way. And if you spelled it like Petsuah Daka, there are two correct spellings, and the Sefer Torah wouldn't be puzzled. So that's a suffix that the poskim have. If the Menachas Chinuch gave his answer, so they're mesupik, what would be the din? If you have the word Naira spelled in the Chumash Nun Ayin Resh Hei, it's supposed to be spelled Nun Ayin Resh. Would it possible to have it? Do you consider that a kriya exhibit? He's saying, no, it's mother and it should have been chaser. So you should correct it as soon as you can, but it wouldn't possible to have it.
If you put a hay in there all the time, then the chachamim couldn't have made their drush. So
right.
It's a problem.
No. So the drusha was based on the fact they had a tradition that is supposed to be spelled chaser. And the Rebbe Shalom dictated the chumash chaser. But you can't say it's a misspelling. Not a misspelling if there are two correct ways to spell the word naira. So either one would be good or bad, and unless you should call it a kriyuk siv. So that the Menachas Chinuch thinks, if you have a kriyuk siv, he thinks that that'll possible bad. If you wrote it the way the kriya is, not the way the ksiv is. So we have many. Someone gave me a sefer. Someone reprinted. Some Talmud Chacham from Washington has reprinted a sefer written by some rav from Germany. It didn't register. I never heard of the rav's name. From before the Second World War. He lived in the middle of the 1900s. A whole sefer on Tanakh about Moli and Chaser. He quotes every single pasuk that there's a drasha in the Bavli and the Rishalmi and the Midrashim about the fact why it's spelled Moli, why it's spelled Chaser. Has a lot of drushes that the Gemara never explains. See, this Naira Chaser Hey means the Rabbis ktana, an incomplete naira is a ktana. So that the Gemara says that, but he quotes other drushes that you never realize that the Gemara is darshaning. Like, I must have mentioned this. He quotes, it says, during the period of Bai Sheni, they had trouble with the Tzedukim. Tzedukim, in a certain sense, like the Karaites. They only believed in Torah Shebichsav. They didn't accept anything from the Torah Shebal Peh. So they had a Chumrah that when you have a Paraduma, so he's a HaTohar al HaTom. Usually, if a person is Tom, he goes to the mikvah on his own and he becomes Tohar. Sometimes you have to wait a week till they go to the mikvah. Sometimes you have to make Bedikas. Okay. Azav and Azav have to make Bedikas. So the other people. You got to make Vinshoy. And if you're Tommy May, he said you can't become Tohar without assistance from somebody else. Adam Tohar has to be Mazda Paraduma water. You have to shech the Paraduma and burn it and take the ashes and mix at least a speck of ash into a big container of water. And that water is now labeled as May Paraduma. So he's a Tohar ala Tame Bayamashlishi Bayamashvi. I went to a funeral on Monday. The Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is Yom HaShlishi, and next week, Sunday, is going to be Yom HaShvi. So he's Atar al Atame on the third day and on the seventh day after I attended the funeral. So now I'm able to go to the mikveh to become Tor. So I need an Adam Tor. He's Atar al I need an Adam Tor to be Mazel the Paraduma water on me. So during the period of the Bai Sheni, they had trouble from the Tzedukim. So the Tzedukim claimed, what if the one who's sprinkling the Paraduma water on me was himself Tomei, he went to Mikveh and he didn't yet have Hair of Shemesh. He's called a Tful Yom. So the person who is a Tful Yom is Tohar Benegir to Chulin. If he touches Chulin, he's not Mitame. He's Tohar Benegir to eating Maisa Sheni. Adam Tomei is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. He says, Labiatimene Bitomei, I didn't consume the Maisa Sheni in the state of Tuma. But if he went to Mikveh and he's a Tful Yom, he's permitted to eat Maisa Sheni. He doesn't pass on that, then he's allowed to eat it. But a Tful Yom is not allowed to eat Truma. That's the first Mishnah in Brochus. Mishosh Yerkadim Lechnosim Lechel B'Trumosim. That's Tzeisat Kechav when you have the Har of Shemesh. And he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash and he's not allowed to eat Karbonos. So that was a debate during the Bai Sheni period. So the Tzedukim had a Chumrah. They had Chumrahs and they had Kulas. The religion was different by then. Everything was different. So they had a Chumrah also that a Tful Yom is not permitted to do the Hazorah. He's a Tohar al Tameh, he has to be a person who's fully Tohar, and if he's a Tful Yom, then he can't do the Hazos. And the Chachamim disagreed, and they said, no, but he's a Tohar Koldu, even if he's a Tful Yom. Where does it say Tohar Koldu? The Gemara never explains what's the Drasha. So this Tam Chochm, this Yekir Shirav writes, because the word Tohar is usually spelled Tes Hei Vav Resh. Over there it's spelled Choser. That's an unusual spelling. So he says, Tohar Chosin means it's incompletely Tohar. He's not completely Tohar. If it would have been spelled Tohar, Tes Hei Vav Reish, that means completely Tohar. That's Mole. This is Tahara Chasera. The Tahara is incomplete. It has many, many drushes like that. He spoke, I think, on the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. It says, Kedoshim Tiyu Kikodesh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the Sifro has a comment. Kedoshim Tiyu, the Rebbe Shalom expects all of us. He wants all of us to act, all the B'nai So should act to in a level of Kedusha. So then, why Kodesh Ani? Because I'm holy and I want you to go halachta bedrochem. So the Sifra says, Yochol Kamoni, maybe we should attempt to attain the level of Kedusha of the Rabbani Shalom, whatever that means. Shemishkap has a whole explanation of what's the Havamina. Tamilami, Kodesh Ani, Kedushasi Lemaila Mikdushaschem. Where do you see Kodesh Ani is Kedushasi Lemaila Mikdushaschem? The rabbi, it sounds Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani. I expect you to lead a life of Kedusha be like I'm Kodesh. So this Rav explains, this other Rabbanim explain also like that. Kedoshim Tiyu is written Chosavov, Kuf Dalet Shin. It's not. Kedusha is usually spelled Kuf Dalet Vav Shin, Kodosh. Ki Kodesh Ani is spelled Mole. So that's how the Sifra had this drasha. Kedusha Se Lamana Mikdushaschem, the Kedusha of the Rabban Shalom is Kedusha Maleya, Kodesh Mole. Kedoshim Tiyu is Kodesh Chosen, but he has many, many drushes and halacha and agada, and he shows it's the best pshat in all the Gemaras. He shows that these drushes were based on Mole and Chosen. So this one also, it sounds like a balatur that Naira Chosen goes on an incomplete Naira on a Ketana, but that's the Gemara's drushen. That's how we paskin. Yeah.
Naira is also a male.
Naira is a boy. Yeah. Naira is for a boy, Abanda. But it's the same spelling for Nairo, for a girl. Yeah. The next Mishnah has a din derabbanan with a din deraisa blended in. The din is a chalitza. Chalitza means a couple was married and the husband died and he left no children, not from this wife, not from a previous wife, not from a girlfriend. He left no descendants. Let's say all of his children died, but he has grandchildren. So if he has survivors or descendants, then there's no need for chalitza. So the pasuk says when you do, we would really prefer that he should do yibum. That's how the Chumash says. We really prefer he should do yibum. And he says if he does want to do yibum, then you do chalitza, and you say kochi also lisha shelo yevnes beisochid. This is the way we mevaza the yavam because he didn't want to perform yibum. So the pasuk says kochi also laish. So the word laish often has the connotation ish prat lekotin. Sometimes it has a connotation ish prat leisha. But here it's obvious that it's not an isha. We're talking about chalitza to the yavam. It's the surviving brother of the husband who passed away. So here it's, it means kochi also leish leish prat lekotin that a kotin ain't a choylitz. If the surviving brother is a cotton, let's say two brothers and they're 18 years apart, and let's say if one brother dies and his mother didn't have his mother didn't give birth yet to the brother, so that's called Eshe Sachar Shalahoy by Lamai. Then the Yavama doesn't have to wait till her mother-in-law gives birth to a baby boy and then wait till he's bar mitzvah to do Yivam or Chalitz. That's the pasuk says ki yesh racham yachtov meis achad mehem. Have to have yeshiva achas boilam. So that's if
the
only told Rus
was wrong.
Right, right. No, she said, that doesn't make sense. You don't have to wait for them because they weren't born yet. The din is that if the brother wasn't born yet, so there's no din of chalitza yim. That's what Naomi said. Yeah, there's no din of chalitza yim. So, but if the brother was born and he's a young child, there's a gap in between, a big age gap. So then the Yavama has to wait a few years till the surviving brother, till the Yavama becomes bar mitzvah. He can't perform bar mitzvah when he's a katan. That's ish ksib parsha. Then there's a machlekes hatanaim. Do you say makshin and isha liish? There's a hekesh between the Yavama and the Yavama. By the Yavama, there is no drasha from the pasuk to imply that she can't perform chalitza when she's a katana. Let's say the man who died was a pierced by mitzvah and he married a young girl who's not yet 12 years old. So can she perform the chalitza now before her bas mitzvah or not? So that's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah Yevamos, perek mitzvah's chalitza, as all the dinim of chalitza, where they say makshin and isha liish, just like the yavam has to be by mitzvah, kochi osa liish, ish pat lekotin, so the yavama also has to be a gdoilo or not. So we pass a makshin and isha liish, just like the Yavam has to be by mitzvah, the Yavama has to be a bas mitzvah as well. That's a shaila in Taisus, whether that makshin and isha liish, is that a drosha gemura deraisa, or is that only an asmachta midrabbanan? So Taisus has one girsa, the two girsas in the Mishnah there, and the end of Perek Mitzvah's chalitza. What if b'dieved, the Yavama went ahead and she did the chalitza before her bas mitzvah? Would you insist that she has to repeat it again? So if it's a real din deraisa, a din deraisa, so it's not acceptable. The chalitza is no good if the yavama is a ktana, but if it's only a din derabbanan, so then one girsa Tosfos has it that b'dieved would be good. If she already did the chalitza, the katnusa would be good. So here the Mishnah says chalitza can only be done if the girl is a gedola. Either it's a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. The Mishnah is not going into the details. And miyun can only be done b'davka fakert if the girl is a ktana. Miyun means, if the father married off his daughter, that's an eshes ish deraisa, so then you need a get. She can't just go to a bezin and say, I don't want to remain married with him, and the bezin will annul the marriage. There's no such annulment. But if the father passed away, and the mother or the sister, the mother or the brothers married her off, so that's only a kiddushin derabbanon. The Torah didn't give the mother or the brothers, all the brothers, the right to marry her off. That's only med derabbanon. Because Bizman Atanaim, they all got married so young, so they were afraid this girl's going to be the old maid in the neighborhood. So they made a takana that the mother of the older brothers can marry her off. So part of the takana was that if she's unhappy later, she should go to a bezin and say, I'm not happily married, and they'll declare the whole marriage is null and void, and she can marry a kohen. She's saying she can marry her husband's brother. She's considered as if she was never married to the husband. If the husband gave her a get, Then I say there was a marriage and it was broken through the get. Then she's asur l'koyim. Then she's a grusha. But even though she could have done a miyun, If he gives her a get, so she's a grusha. But if he doesn't give her a get, she first went to the bezin and she had a mian, so the mian undoes the whole thing.
She needs a grusha.
She had beer with her husband, or she didn't have to have beer with her husband? If she had beer with her husband, it still do mian?
Yeah, she was living with her husband. Yeah, yeah. Unless you can't do mian after she's already a bas mitzvah. After she's a gedolah, you can't do mian. Not only if she had beer with her husband after her bas mitzvah party, then we say, hey, don't know, must be lost, be lost news, that they probably knew that Kedusha Ketana, everybody knew that. Kedusha Ketana is only midrabbanan. So after the husband's, let's say, 15, 18, whatever, and he made a bas mitzvah party for his little wife. So after the bas mitzvah party, when they go together, they sleep together then, we assume, Eiron alas bilos bilos nus, and then they boil the shen kiddushin. So then it'll be an eshes ish deraisa. So then you're going to lead the later on a get minatera. But let's say they were not, he was not boiled out after her bas mitzvah. And then she wants to go to the bezin to do miyun, so the Mishnah says she can't do miyun. Mishnah says he can only get miyun up until she's a... Kolzman, she's a ketana. After she becomes a gedola, she can no longer do miyun. The Gemara says that this is against the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says you have a little bit, you have another couple of weeks after bas mitzvah, another couple of months after bas mitzvah. That's what the Gemara comes. Om Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Zudivrei Rab Meir. Again, Stam Mishnah Rab Meir. But the previous Mishnah, Stam Mishnah Rav Meir, don't paskin like him. This Mishnah we do paskin like here. This Rav Meir we do paskin like, because in the previous Mishnah, the majority, the Chachamim, disagreed with Rav Meir. This Mishnah, it's only Rav Yehuda. So usually Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, halachic Rav Yehuda. But over here, we paskin like Rav Meir. There are exceptions to the rule. This is a machlokes Meir, Rav Yehuda, the din is like Rav Meir, not like Rav Yehuda. Aval Chachamim Maimrim, Rav Yehuda is the Chachamim, not the majority opinion. Yeshmir b'mokam chalitza. Even after she's a gedola, you can still have miyun. The Tanya, we have a brisa. Masay habas mima'enes. If the mother or the brother, older brother, is marrying her up because the father died already, so she can't have kiddushin deraisa. So, and then she's not happy and she wants to break up the marriage. So, how long does she have? Atshetovish de sirus de rab meir. That's how we pass it. Until she becomes a gedola. Once you have Shonim B'Simonim, once you have Yud B'Shonim B'Yamechon, and you have the Shtei Cyrus, Be'eva Ho'erva, she's a Gdolo, so she can no longer do Miyun. Abiyud Omer, Atshiyaba HaShochar Ala Lovon. She can still do Miyun even after she becomes a Gdolo. Just Shtei Cyrus, and Be'eva Ho'erva, that's not enough. If you have a lot of hair going on that part of the body, so then she can no longer do Miyun. So another couple of weeks, okay. So here we pass on like Rav Meir. Here we pass like Rav Meir. I can only do miyun up until bas mitzvah. Once she becomes a gedola, there's no longer any miyun. She's only married midrabbanan. The whole marriage is only... There is no halacha that every kiddushin derabbanan can be broken up through miyun. It's only kiddushin ketana can be broken up through miyun. So let's say the man marries a ketana, the mother or the brothers married her rope. So it's only kiddushin derabbanan. So this is called kiddusha miyun. It's a lower form of kiddusha derabbanan. A normal kiddusha derabbanan is a regular eshes ish derabbanan. There's no misa, a misa for eshes ish azinsa. As long as she's an eshes ish deraisa, you're not going to give an einish misa if she's only an eshes ish derabbanan. But there are two kinds of eshes ish derabbanan. One is a kiddusha miyun, which is a weaker form of ishus, which lends itself to be annulled, ayde miyun. And the other one is a regular kiddush on the rabbanon. So let's say the girl becomes a bas mitzvah and then bo'aleha. So then we assume she just became an eshes ish deraisa, because there's such a thing as kiddush biyo. And eidan amasa bilos bilos nus. And everybody knows that the kiddush ketan is only the rabbanon. And everyone would want to have a real ishes deraisa. So we assume that she becomes an eshes ish deraisa. Then for sure there's no miyun. But even if loy bo'aleha begadlusa, we still paskan like Rab Meir, like this Mishnah, that there's no miyun after she becomes a gedola. It becomes a kiddushin gemurim derabbanan. Does become kiddushin gemurim deraisa, comes kiddushin gemurim midrabbanan. So kiddushin gemurim midrabbanan doesn't lend itself to miyun. There is an interesting Rambam. We just had, last week said, the din of Shivcha Charufa. Chetze Shivcha v'chetze Baschamim, was last week, last Shabbos. Chetze Shivcha v'chetze Baschamim. So the din is a man is mekadesh a shivcha k'nainis. There's no kiddushin tofsin. What if the girl is a chetz yishivcha v'chetz yibaschoren? So then there's an incomplete ishus. Achidush haposik. Usually an ishus ish is insa. They're both chayiv misa. Either skila or sreifa or chenek. By a chetz yishivcha v'chetz yibaschoren, nobody gets lo yimsu ki lo chuposha. There's no chayiv misa because she wasn't nishtachara. If she would have been a shivcha she nishtachara, and then the Jewish man is mekadosh, she would have been a full-fledged ishus ish. But she was lo nishtachra, lo yimsu ki lo chuposha. She was never fully, she didn't get her chofish. She's not sent chofshim. So she's a chetz shivcha v'chetz baschorim. So the chetz shivcha is en kiddushin tof, the chetz baschorim is a little bit kiddushin tofsin. So what punishment do they have if they're mezana together? Someone is mezana with this eshus ish, who's only a chatzi ishus. She's a chetz shivcha v'chetz baschorim. So the man, the Jewish man who's bo'alea, is chayv to bring asham shivcha harufa. That's one of the six hashamas. It says in Zohar Mekoyman, there were six hashamas. So one of them is Hasham Shivcha Harufa, and the Mishnah says it's a chiddush. Doesn't make a difference whether he was bo'alea b'shogeg or b'mezid. Usually a chatas and an asham is to give a kapar to a person who did an aver b'shogeg. But the Mishnah is abo. There are four people abo mevim al mezid kishkoga. There are four people who do an aver b'mezid and they still get a kapara. If they do tshuva, they bring a korban, they get a kapara. So one of the four, the Mishnah increases in the second parak. The one of the four who are mevim ala mezid kishoygeg is Hasham Shivcha Harufa. He, the man who is mezana with the eshes ish, who is only an incomplete eshes ish, he's not chayiv misa lo yimsu ki lo chuposha, but he's chayiv Hasham Shivcha Harufa. And she, the Shivcha Harufa, gets malchus. The posha b'shat she only gets malchus. If she violated the aver b'mezid b'hasrof, they wonder that you're an eshes ish, you're not allowed to have an affair with someone else, like any other case of malchus. You have to have asrof. So there's a chiddush in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he doesn't write it in Krisus, where it belongs. All the dinim of Shivcha Harufa, Hasham Shivcha Harufa, is towards the end of Krisus. The Rambam writes of all places in the Pirush HaMishnayos, in the beginning of Masechus Shabbos. It doesn't belong there at all. He doesn't write it in Mishnah Torah either. He writes that the Shivcha Harufa gets Malchus Bei Mishogig Bei Mimezim. That's unbelievable. How can it be? How can you give a person Malchus if they violate an Aver Bishogig? To say that the man who is Mizana with the Shivcha Harufa is Chayv and Osham Bei Mishogig Bei Mimezim. Okay. Usually a Chatas and an Osham, you only get a Kapor if you did the Aver Bishogig. And here there's a Chiddush HaPasuk Bei Mishogig Bei Mimezim. Let him bring an Osham and he'll get a Kapor. But to say that you give her Malchus, Bei Meshogig, Bei Mevezin, is a Pella.
Can't say she came in then?
If he has to bring a carbon
Meshogig,
why should she get
Malchus Meshogig? Malchus Meshogig?
He's bringing a carbon Meshogig, right?
The carbon is usually always Meshogig. Carbon says most of the time is when you do an Aver Meshogig. So the Chiddush by the Boal Shivcha Harufa, that he even brings the carbon if he did it Bemezit, that's the Chiddush. But over here, that she gets Malchus, all right. She gets Malchus if she violated the Aver B'mezid. Who ever heard that? You give a person Malchus and Einish Aguf if the person violates an Aver B'shogeg. There's such a Pella, there's a Taisus on the first Mishnah in Tmura. The Gemara says, if a person has a Korban, then he decides he wants to switch the Kedusha. He says, Harezu Tachazu. So you're not allowed to do that. That's the Pasuk in the end of B'chul Kaisar. Lo Yachlifenu. You're not allowed to switch it. And what if you went ahead and you did switch? The original carbon remains kodesh, and the one that you wanted to switch it on also becomes kodesh. So the Gemara says, what bein b'shoigig bein b'mezid? So the posh pshat in the Gemara is bein b'shoigig. Whether you knew that you're not allowed to do that, or you didn't know, in either case, the original one remains kodesh. And the new one becomes Kodesh also. So Tosfos on the first daf in Tmura, the first Mishnah, has one shot, Bei Mishogig Bei Mimezid, the man who said Harezu Tachazu gets Malchus. How can that be? You give Malchus to a man who violates an Aver Mishogig? Unheard of. That Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah, the beginning of Shabbos, unheard of, that you give Malchus to the Isha, to the Shivcha Harufa Mishogig. And this Tosfos also, you give Malchus to the person who violated Tmura Mishogig. Doesn't make any sense. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah doesn't write it. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is on Krisus Doesn't write like that. Only Shalom B'mkoma he writes. It's not Pella. Maybe it's a misprint. Maybe it's a misprint. So the Gemara has a Shaila. If a man is Mekadosh a Chetz Yishivcha v'Chetz Bascharim, so it's an incomplete Ishus because she's a Chetz Yishivcha and Kedushin Tovsin B'Shivcha. Kedushin a Tovsin and a Chetz Yibascharim, so it's a Miktas Ishus. So we call it Kedushin Yosham. It's Kedushin, it's not a Kedushin that can lead up to a Misa. It's Kedushin Yosham. So the Gemara has a Shaila. A man who is Mekadosh a Chetz Yishivcha v'Chetz Yibascharim, and then the Odon is Meshacher her. The Odin is Meshachar the Chetz Yeshivcha. So what happens with the Ishus? So the Gemara assumes the Ishus certainly doesn't remain the way it was before. You can't say that she remains Achatzi Eshesish. And if she'll be Mezana, she'll be Chayv Malkus, and the man who's Mezana with her will be Chayv Hasham Shivcha Charufa. That's out of the question, because on a Shivcha Shenishtachra is like a Gioris. A Gyoris is a regular Jewish girl, so on a regular Jewish girl, you can't have such an incomplete issues. So Gemara has a suffix on the level of the Raisa. Would you say Gamri Kedushin Bahador or Paki Kedushin Bahador? Should I say the Kedushin disappears into thin air? Because he can't retain it the way it was before. When he was Mekadosh, when she was a Chetz Yishivcha, so that's a Chiddush HaTorah, such an incomplete issues is Chal. But now that she's a Yisraeli's Gemurah, because the Odin was Meshach and the Chetz and Shivcha, so that Ishus has to vanish into thin air. Or should I say no? Since she was an Ishus Ish, Lachatzoyin, and now she becomes Nishtachra, and she lends itself now to have full Ishus. So maybe Gami Kedushim Adam, maybe she becomes an Ishus Ish Gemurah without any new Maisi Kedushim. So which is it? So it's an Ibayat Leif Shita in the Gemara in Gittin. So the Raman Paskins that it's Gami Kedushim Ba'adua. And he says, Moshe Lamadava Daima, he quotes the Dinder Rabbanon to prove what the Dinder Ice is. For the Dinder Rabbanon, when the Chachamim made Dinder Rabbanon, it's called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Der Ice Tikkun. So once in a long while, it's irregular, it's rare. Once in a long while, the Gemara will prove what was a Dinder Ice, from the fact that there's such a Dinder Rabbanon has to be patterned after something that exists on the level of the Ice. The Gemara will prove that Din Deraisa must have been XYZ. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense to have such a Din Derabbanan. So the Rambam says, you have a Din Derabbanan of Kiddushin Miyun, that the mother and the brothers marry off the girl when she's a Ktana, and that's only Kiddushin Miyun. It lends itself to be broken up either Ide Get or Ide Miyun. But then when the girl becomes a Gedola, so you can't retain that type of issues. You can't retain an issues like that it should be able to lend itself to miyun. So what's the din? You can only have miyun up until Achitavish De Cyrus. Once she becomes a gdola, so there's no longer any possibility to have miyun. So you see that it's gamri kedushin ba'ado on the level of the rabbanon. It started off as an incomplete ishus midirabbanon, and then when she becomes a gdola, it becomes a complete ishus midirabbanon that no longer lends itself to miyun. So the Rambam says, from the fact that you have this din de rabbanon, that it's gam kedusha mador, indicates that on the level of the raisa there must be a case like that. So the only case he can dig up is the chetz yishivcha v'chetz yibascharin. So the Rambam says that's how he knows that the din is that if a man was mekadosh a chetz yishivcha v'chetz yibascharin, and the odin is meshacher her, so the Gemara had a suffix. Do you say that Gami Kedushin Ma'adah becomes complete Kedushin Gemurim, or Paki, or the whole Ishus disappears, vanishes into thin air? So the Rama proves it from the fact that on a level of the Rabbanon, it's Gami Kedushin Ma'adah. When the mother made Kedushin Miyun, it was good when she was a Ketana. Once she becomes a Gdola, you can't retain that. So what happens? So we say, she becomes an Eshus Ish Gemurim mid the Rabbanon, not min HaTorah. If it was Baalah after her Bas Mitzvah, then it'll become an Eshes Ish Gemurah Deraisa. He did Kiddush Bia. But if he didn't, if it wasn't Baalah, she still can't do Miyun. Why? Because when it's Gami Kiddush Ba'adah, it becomes Kiddush Gemurah Midi Rabbanon. So you see that whenever you had an Ishus was Chal, and now somebody matured or something happened, and you can't retain that Ishus in its original state. So you say it develops and it matures and it becomes Ishus Gemurah. So the Rama was Poshet, the Din Deraisa from the Din Derabbanon. An interesting grandma.
After this woman becomes completely free, so she's a full-fledged Gioris, and then the other lives with her, and we incorporate the idea of Angel of Vila's Nus, so at that point, why don't we say that's the Kiddushin?
Which case is this?
The woman that's half free and half slave.
Right. So someone was Mekadisher. Somebody was Mekadisher when she was a half.
The husband was Mekadisher.
Husband, right. Okay.
And then she gets freed by the other partner that owned her. And then the husband, the other one, lives with her.
Maskin. Yeah, that case, no Shaila. He didn't have beer with her yet. So what happened after the Adon frees her and the husband didn't yet live with his wife? Do you say that automatically it matures to become Isha's Gemura Min HaTorah and she's a full-fledged Isha? Or do you say no? She only had an incomplete Isha, so it can't be retained now, so it vanishes into thin air. But if you're right, if he'll be Bo'alad, then we'll assume that he did it L'shem Kiddushin.
Now we're subject to Mion over here. Not
in my hennes, she can't be
taken evil, correct? If after she becomes a gadol, they can't do evil. They can only do chalitza. Or can they?
If what happened?
In Arakhtan, a husband died. Still
She was only married midirabbanon.
Right.
And then the husband died, so she needs evil midirabbanon. Yeah, she needs evil midirabbanon.
Can they do evil midirabbanon or only chalitza?
No, you can't do evil. No, it's you mean on the level of the Raisa they're not married, on the level of the Rabbanon,
right.
So it's okay. Yeah, Mishnah is like that. You do Yibam with the Rabbanon. No, you do Yibam. Yeah, but I think it's preferish. Mishnah is like that. Everything is spelled out explicitly in Yibamas. Every possible combination is spelled out. Yeah, you have Yibam with the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, it's not Eishesach. She was never married to the brother. On the level of the Rabbanon, it says she's sach b'makam mitzvah. Yeah. Yeah, what's the last mission in the Perek? K'makam sheish tkiya ein avdol. Yeah. When Shabbos HaYontav enters, so you make Kiddush. When Shabbos HaYontav exits, you recite Havdalah. And in the days of the Gemara, they used to blow shofar on Erev Shabbos. An Erev Yontif, they lahavtil l'sa'om in melocha. He used to blow tkiya, true tkiya, before shkiya, that everyone should know that a few times. The Mishnah in Sukkah describes it. They used to blow shofar first, half an hour before the shkiya. Everybody should know. The farmer should come home, and then they would blow shofar when it's time to bench licht, and then blow shofar right before the shkiya. Everybody should know that now there's an isa melocha. Now it's Bein Hashmashes. So the Mishnah says, Kol Mokam Sheyesh Tkiya Ein Havdalah. What if you have Shabbos next to Yontif? So do you say Havdalah or not when the first one is over? So the Mishnah says it depends. This year what's going to be? Shavuos is on Motzoi Shabbos. So Shabbos has a higher level of Kedusha than Yontif. Yontif does a Heter Rechon Nefesh. Shabbos is not Heter Rechon Nefesh. When you go... When Yontav is on Matzoi Shabbos, you have to say Havdalah because you're going down a level. The Mishnah says, Ham Bavdim me Kodesh l'Kodesh. You don't say Ham Bavdim Kodesh l'Chol. On Matzoi Yontav going into Chalamoid, or Matzoi Yontav going into Chol, you say Ham Bavdim me Kodesh l'Chol. But on Matzoi Shabbos going into Yontav, then you say Ham Bavdim me Kodesh l'Kodesh. That's how the Mishnah has. But if it would be the reverse, if Yontav would be on Erev Shabbos, and you wouldn't say Havdalah in between Yontav and Shabbos. Havdalah you only say when you're going down a level. When you're going up a level, then Kiddush you always say when the new day enters, whether you're going higher or lower. A new day has a new Kedushas Hayom, so you got to say Kiddush again. But Havdalah you only say if you're going down a Madrega. So that's when the Mishnah has Kol Mokam Sheyesh Tkiya. Tkiya means you're Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Yontav, Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam holds is only Tosefes on Yom Kippur. He never quotes Tosefes, not by Shabbos, not by Yom Kippur. Most of the Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch recommends we should be machmer to always to have Tosefes. So Tkiya, the Tkiya Shofar, on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur is to be Moisif Mechol Al HaKodesh. That it should be like Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur, the whole Tzibur. Yechidim can be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos on their own if they want to before the Tkiya Shofar. But the Tkiya Shofar is a Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur. So it only makes sense to make Tosefes if today is Mutar B'Malach. Let's say Erev Shabbos, this Erev Shabbos. You blow Shofar, so everybody should accept Tosefes Shabbos. Or Erev Yontif. But let's say Shavuos is on Sunday, it's going to be Mosif B'Chol HaKadosh, you're going to abstain from Malachah on Shabbos late in the afternoon. Shabbos has a higher level of Issa Malocha than Yantin. So it's not shaykh to make. How do you do Tosefes Shabbos at the same time? You abstain from Malocha? So how can you make Tosefes Shabbos? How can you make Tosefes Yantif if Erev Yantif is Shabbos? You because it's Shabbos to abstain. But you're going to eat cheese. You're going to show that it's Shavuos. You're going to eat Shalosh. You're going to eat cheese and say today Shavuos. That cheese is only a minute. The way to do Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif, is to observe the Issa Malocha. But you can't observe the Issa Malocha if Yontif is on Erev Shabbos. If Friday is Yontif, on Yontif there's a Heter Rechel Nefesh. So late in the afternoon, let's say half an hour before the Shkia, on Yontif afternoon, he says on the Kabbal Tosefes Shabbos, he's not even going to do Malocha Letzorech Rechel Nefesh. So try to have Tosefes. But if Yontif is on Sunday, like Shavuos this week is on Sunday, next week is on Sunday, then not Shach to be Mekabal Tosefes Yontif on Shabbos. Shabbos is also in all the Malachas. There's no way to abstain from Malachas Yontif on Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah says. Kol Mokim Sheyesh Tkiyo means that you're going into a higher level of Kedusha. Ein Havdalah. Havdalah is only when you're going down a level. Kol Mokim Sheyesh Havdalah means because you're going down. Ein Tkiyo. So you don't blow Shofar. You don't blow Shofar. On Erev Yontif, it also blows Shofar. Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, Tosefes Yom Kippur. Tkiyah Shofar is the Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur. Whoever wants to be Mekabel Mot Tosefes, Gesuntahe. Some Rishonim recommend there's a Tosefes in Beitzah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Tosefes says there in Beitzah, from the Gemara in Beitzah, it would appear that there's a specific amount of time that you're supposed to observe Tosefes Shabbos. But Tosefes doesn't know what the shear is. The more it's mashma that there is a shear katzav, not as much as you want. It would appear that there's a minimum amount of time. So there are not daf. There are Bala Tosefes, the Rabbeinu Peretz. We have Tosefes Rabbeinu Peretz on Beitza. So Rabbeinu Peretz says he thinks that it's a chatzi shor, half an hour. Because whenever there's a din of samach lemincha, or samach lezman sfira saimer, you shouldn't. Samach lezman kriyashma, you shouldn't eat and you shouldn't be Isaac b'malacha. So whenever there's a din of samach, we assume that it's a half an hour. So here also the Rabbeinu Peretz assumes that samach l'shabbos you should be mekabel tosefes Shabbos 30 minutes before. We usually bench licht 90 minutes before the shkia, 18 minutes before the shkia. So in America we're not makbid on the 30 minutes. Rav Soloveitchik said that where he came from, they always used to bench lift 30 minutes before the Shkia, Shabbos, and Yontif. Except for Yom Kippur, they used to bench lift 60 minutes before. And as a child, he asked why. So he said 30 minutes Tosefes for Malach and 30 minutes Tosefes for Inuyim. Chamisha Inuyim. He said he didn't understand what that means. What do you mean? Inuyim and Malach is on Yom Kippur. It's all one Kedusha Sayyad. What do you need 30 minutes for this, 30 minutes for that? But he said that was the minute they were. Where he came from, there were no 30 minutes like the Rabbeinu Peretz. And in Erev Yom Kippur, there used to be Moshe Mechol HaKadosh, 60 minutes. In America, the meaning is only 18 minutes. That's based on the Sefer Yireyim. Sefer Yireyim says that 18 minutes is Ben Hashmashes, and what we call Shkia, he calls Teis HaKachav. That's nighttime already. And 18 minutes before, when the sun is still shining, the last 18 minutes before the sun sets, he considers that Ben Hashmashes. But we don't hold like that. So the minigap somehow in some parts of Europe that developed, that the last 18 minutes before the Shkia, we treat it as if that's Ben Hashmashes to be Machmer, the women are Machmer for the opinion of the rape. 18 minutes before. But really, more correct would make sense. You should dab Mincha 50 minutes before the Shkia. Then the Kabbal Shabbos 30 minutes before the Shkia.
Don't we say
about
Tosefes? We
said
only up
till
Plag HaMincha,
you
can't do
it more. Right. The Ramo says you can't be Mekabel Tosefes earlier than Plag HaMincha. Right.
Yerushalayim, they bench
like
40 minutes.
Right.
So that's
right.
Well correct then.
Right. See, the Ramban and the Muhammad writes in one place, I think it's the Ramban and Muhammad, or the Ramban in his Sefer on Avelus. In Torah Adam, I forgot where the Ramban is. Ramban writes, why can you only be Mekabel Shabbos after Plag HaMincha? What does that correspond to? An hour and a quarter before the end of the day. So the Ramban goes with the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. when you calculate when is Tosman Kriyashma, when is Tosman Tefillah, when is this man for Isa Chametz, you don't go from sunrise to sunset and divide it into 12 Shosman, is you go from Alos HaShachar till Tzeisa Kachovit. That's number one. Then number two, huh? Right. Then he says number two, he's going with Rabbi Natam. Many Rishonim went with Rabbi Natam. That Tzeisa Kachovim is 72 minutes after the Shkia. So an hour and a quarter before Tzeisa Kachovim is going to be approximately 3 minutes after the Shkia. So the Ramban says that's why it doesn't make sense to be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos before Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is approximately Shkia. How can you be Mekabel Tosefes when the sun is still shining? That's what the Ramban writes. Yeah, but by us, we follow the Vilna Goyen Shita, that the Zmani Hayom are divided from sunrise to sunset. So by us, we say you can only be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos an hour and a quarter before Shkia. So what does it correspond to? Why should there be such a din? The Ramban says the reason why, an hour and a quarter before, because that's approximately Shkia. It's three. I think it's usually 3 minutes after the Shkia, something like a few minutes after the Shkia. They used to bring Karbanos. Yeah, they finished bringing the Talmud Shabbena. Yeah, but they could have really brought it later also. Strictly speaking, that was the practice. They finished the Talmud Shabbena Abayim, was completely finished already by the Plaga Mincha. But they could, strictly speaking, they could bring it till the Shkia, till the Kolayam Kosher. Kolayam Kosher. So that's a Shaila. Why should that play a role in Tosefes Shabbos Lofana? That you can't be Moshe Mechor Lola Kodesh earlier. I don't know. Anyway, so this is the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah. So the Mishnah explains on the second line. Yantav Shchali is the Erev Shabbos. If Yantav is on Friday, Tokim, there is a the token means there's a Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos al yedei Hatzibur, and the Moshe Mechol al Hakodesh, the end of the Yontif, they're not going to do Melechus Ochal Nefesh, they're going to observe a Kedushas Hayom like Shabbos Tokim, but you don't say Havdalah because it's Matzah Yontif, because you're going into a higher level of Kedushah into Shabbos. But if Yontif is Chali is B'Matzah Shabbos, like this year Shavuos HaMatzah Shabbos, then Mavdilah because you're going down a level, ignoring from Shabbos to Yontif, v'lo tokim, because it doesn't make sense. You can't be mekabel tosefes Yontif, the last hour of Shabbos. Shabbos is on a higher level. What are you going to abstain from leches echal nefesh? You have to abstain from all the melachas. The way to observe some recent svarim, the Mishnah Berurah just came out 100 years ago. So some svarim, some read every single word in the Mishnah Berurah and then medayek everything. The author never intended. The different volumes of the Mishnah Berurah were written by different people, and the Chafetz Chaim was the general editor. And that's why the son of the Chafetz Chaim writes in the biography of the father, that's in the three volumes of the Kol Kisvei Chafetz Chaim. He writes that every so often there's a contradiction between different volumes of the Mishnah Berurah, because the different volumes were written by different members of the family. It was written by his brother, the son, the one son of the Chafetz Chaim, it's written by an uncle, it's written by a cousin, they're written by different people. So I don't think it can't be medayik in the law. It's not like the Rambam. The Rambam is so careful, every word, every letter. Mishnah Berurah is not so careful. So some are medayik in the Mishnah Berurah, that when you want to be mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, you have to say it b'peh. Haredi mekabel la kedushas hayom shel Shabbos. Why? They said it's midin neder. It's a din of a neder. The neder has to be levate b'svasai. Nevesh asher yishav levate b'svasai. Based on our lashon and the Mishnah Berurah, the pashtus says that it's not correct. So Leitchik assumed from this Mishnah, you see it's not correct. The way to be mekabel Tosefes Shabbos is by abstaining from halacha. A person is machlid b'daito, goes to shul and he starts to be mabes sedra on erev Shabbos. He already daven mincha. Once he mekabel tosefes Shabbos, he can't daven tefillah schol. So you have to get an earlier minyan. If you want to mekabel Shabbos early, you have to daven mincha before. And then, if you intend to stop to refrain from malacha, l'shem kedusha Shabbos, l'shem tosefes Shabbos, abstaining from malacha for the purpose of tosefes, that makes it in tosefes. It's not bidin neder. It's a shvera levush. The Taz quotes the Levush. The Levush was one of the big Dolim before. We usually don't follow the Levush. We usually disagree. We usually don't follow his Chidush. So Levush has a Chidush. If a person was Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos and then he realizes that he fell in, he made a mistake, Zola machana hataras nedar. What do you mean hataras nedar? So he's assuming the whole Indian of Tosefta Shabbos is midin neder. So we say like that, then you need dibur peh. But we don't really hold like that. Lavush that there's hataras nedar on Tosefta Shabbos. The Pashto says like Rab Soloveitchik said. It's not a yomakabel bepeh. You're mekabel Tosefta Shabbos by abstaining from melacha. So that's why if Shavuos is amatzoi Shabbos, what are you going to abstain from melacha? You have to abstain from melacha the whole day. Shabbos higher level of melacha than Shavuos. It's even an Easter of Eichal Nefesh is also. So that's what the Mishnah says. If Yontov falls up on Matzoi Shabbos, Mabdilim velo tokim, you say Havdola, because you're going down a level. But you don't blow Shofar. Blowing Shofar means Tosefta Shabbos of the Tzibur, because there is no Tosefta Shabbos. Because it's not shach to abstain from melacha. Whenever you go down, the Rishalmi has a funny kasha. Shalmi, Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about it. Shalmi has a funny kasha. Shnas HaShmita has Kedusha. So how come we don't say Havdalah at the end of the Shnas HaShmita? Rishalmi answers because you go up a level. Because the day right after Shmita is over is Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah has a higher level of Kedusha than the whole Shnas HaShmita. The Shnas HaShmita is Nisa. Sotchel HaSizr, Karmachol HaSizmar. Rosh Hashanah has all of his Malachas HaRosa. You have a Heter HaChol Nefesh. But all the Malachas HaRosa. See, Rosh Hashanah explains the reason why you don't say Havdalah because of this Mishnah, because you're going up a level, you're not going down a level. I don't know, why didn't Rosh Hashanah ask why you don't say Kiddush? Why don't you say Kiddush in the reading in the Shemitah? Why do you only ask kind of Havdalah? I don't know. Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about that. Huh?
He
made the Kiddush. But you didn't say anything about Shemitah. You just say about Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. Yeah. Then the Mishnah has Yantav Shchali is the heir of Shabbos. We just had, yeah. Ketzad Mavdilim, yeah. When Yantav is on Sunday, next week, when Yantav is going to be on Sunday, what's the Nusach that you say Havdalah? Can't say Hamavdim Mikodesh L'chol. Sunday is not Chol, Sunday is Kodesh. So the Mishnah says Hamavdim Mikodesh L'Kodesh. Rabbi Daisa Omer, no, you say Hamavdim Mikodesh Chomer L'Kodesh Kal. We don't say it like that.
We don't say it.
Right, Hamav the Mikodesh LaKodesh. The Avudram writes, Avudram, the whole Sefer Avudram is based on one premise, that all the Lashonos of the Brachos and the Tfilos have to be in Biblical Hebrew. So the theme of the whole Sefer Avudram is to find the Mokar and Tanakh for every Lashon in a Bracha. So when he talks about this Nusach, Hamav the Mikodesh LaKodesh, where is there a Mokar in Tanakh? So he quotes, "Hivdila haparachas lachem eran kodesh, ben kodesh hakadoshim." You see that there's such a concept in Chumash of havdala ben kodesh lekodesh hakadoshim. So that's what this bracha is based on. Amav de mikodesh lekodesh, but mikodesh chum lekodesh kal. That we don't have in Tanakh. So that we don't pass like Rav Doisa. Yeah, the Gemara says, "Well, they hilchus hakavas." We don't pass like Rav Doisa. It's amav de mikodesh lekodesh. Then the Gemara wants to know, "Hechi tokeya." If Yontif is on Erev Shabbos, normally you blow Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya, Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya on Erev Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, when you blew the first Tkiya, the farmers start coming in. Below the Trua, what do you do then? Below the second Tkiya, then the fourth call, Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya. What becomes Usher at the different stages? And the last Tkiya, Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya, Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya, the last Tkiya, that's the beginning of Ben Hashmash. Everybody has to stop doing Malachas then. But here, you're blowing shofar at the end of, if Shavuos would be on Erev Shabbos. So when you're Moisef Mechoil Al HaKodesh on Yontif, so the Gemara thought, it's not the same as being the Kabbal Tosefta Shabbos on Chol. Here it is Yontif already. So the Gemara thought, you have to have some Shinui, some Heker. That's what Rashi says. The boy Shinui, Mishar Arvi Shabbos, Sharei, because it already is Kodesh on a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif is Mamashim, Makabot Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif from Chol to Kodesh. Here it's Kodesh Kal on Erev Shabbos is Kodesh Kal Yontif, and then comes Shabbos. Okay, there must be some difference. The Gemara has a Machlokes Amarim. Amar Rav Yehuda Tokeya Umeria Mitoicha Tkiya. You shouldn't finish. You should blow two. You shouldn't have any pause in between the Tkiya and the Trua. Usually you used to have a pause of a few minutes. And here there's no pause at all. your Maria mitochat kiyah. Rav Asi disagrees. No, he wrote kiyah, then you blow trua separately. You should have a pause in between. But it should be b'neshim achas. Normally it's tkiyah, then trua, then tkiyah, and you have quite a pause in between. But over here, Rav Asi Amar, he disagrees with Rav Yudah, takeh Maria b'neshim achas, unlike normally, that it should be b'shnei neshimas. That says in Shulchan Aruch. There's a machlekes when you blow tashrat, tkiyah, shvarim, trua, tkiyah. What we blow tkiyah, shvarim, tkiyah, on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says there's a suffix. The Gemara presents it as if it's a suffix, and a machlekes hatanaim. When it says Yom Trua Yelachem, so it's blessed below Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah three times. So what does the word Trua mean? So one Tana says that it means Trua, one Tana says that it means what we call Shvarim, one Tana says it means Shvarim Trua. So we do all the three possibilities. So when you blow Shvarim Trua, that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Should it be Benishim Achas or B'shtei Neshimas? What if you blow Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah Benishim Achas? The Baal Tekeh already has his tongue, he has his shofar in the right spot. He's happy he figured out how to blow hold the shofar, and he blows two. He blows everything b'neshim achas. So that says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not yaitze. That's gemat mufurish yaitze from this gemara. The gemara says that kia trua should always be b'shtei neshimas, unless it's on yontif. If yontif is chali is be'erev Shabbos, then you don't blow a normal tkiyah trua, you have to have a shinui. So the shinui will be that he blows the tkiyah trua b'neshim achas, unlike other occasions when it's not supposed to be b'neshim achas. They're two different koilas. It's supposed to be b'shtei neshimas. So this was a machloikis. This practice of blowing shofar on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and even when Yontif Chaliyah's Erev Shabbos also, they would blow shofar, was not only in Eretz Yisrael, it was in Bavel. Askin Rav Asi Behutzal, he lived in Chutzal Oretz. Kishmaite, he followed his opinion. They used to blow Tkiyah Shofar, even in Bavel. And he instituted the way his Shita was, that you blow Tkiyah Trua, not Mitoichat Tkiyah, not that you end off with the Trua, you pause a little bit between the Tkiyah and the Trua, but it should still be B'neshimachas. Frag Markasha Mesvei. But we have a Brisa and a Tosefta that says Yantav Shchali is Be'er of Shabbos Tokim Velo Meriv. It says you'd make a Shinoi, but it doesn't correspond not to what Rav Yudah said, not to what Rav Asi said. It's in Gansur Rom. It says Tokim Velo Meriv. You only blow Tkiyah, you don't blow Truas. My love, Lo Meriv Klal. So it contradicts the both opinions. So the Gemara says, Lo, you don't necessarily have to read the Brisa like that. Abuda Matarz Litaime, Rabbas Matarz Litaime. Each of the two Amorim will give his pshat. Abuda Matarz Litaime. Lo Marie Mifnei Atzma, Ela Matochatki. You don't make a separate trua. At the end of the tki, you switch into the trua without any pause. Rabbas Matarz Litaime. It means Lo Marie Mishdei Neshim, Ela Benishim Acha. We don't do it at all. We don't live in a Jewish community. And Eretz Yisrael, do they do tkiyas on Erev Shabbos? They have sirens.
They blow the shofar in certain
communities. Some place they do blow shofar.
Yeah.
That was the old Takanas Atanoi. Yeah. Yeah. Then the Gemara has a shaila. When Yontif is Cholias, but Matzoi Shabbos, say. Usually you're not allowed to blow it. Choch Nadeinu Malachi, you're not allowed to blow. Yet, the Yisit to blow Shofar on Shabbos and Yontif is only the Rabbanon. So, Hey Mamre, and they wanted that this should be the way to be Mekabel Tosef is Shabbos, even on Yontif.
Even on Yontif.
Yeah, even on Yontif.
The whole purpose of the year was that the workers should come into the field.
Yeah, they're not working.
They're in the field. They're not working anymore. They have to work on Yontif.
Okay, but that's, I think, the first kiyas are like that. You have tkiyah trua tkiyah, tkiyah trua tkiyah, every Erev Shabbos. So the first couple of tkiyahs that the farmer should come back into the city. Then the later tkiyahs are that the balabasta should put her food on top of the blech, and then she should bench licht, and then she should stop doing malachas and gansen. There were a pause of a few minutes in between the second set. So the second set makes sense. Maybe they didn't do the first set. Maybe you're right. Maybe they didn't do the first set of tkiyah trua tkiyah. But the second set they did, because the people have to stop doing malachas. Yeah, so what does it say in the Mishnah? That when Yontif is Cholias ben Motzei Shabbos, you're going down a level, you're not from Shabbos to Yontif, but like this next week. So then you do say Havdalah, you say Hamad ben Kodesh la Kodesh. So the Gemara has a machlokes, when do you say Hamad ben Kodesh la Kodesh? So we follow the maskanas like Gemara in the Chasima, When you say Kiddush, you say Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah's Man. So when you say the Havdalah, so you say the last line in the Havdalah is Amavde Mekodesh LaKodesh. What about in the first line? He said Baruch Atah Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Amavde Mekodesh LaChol Ben Orach Hashem Yisrael Olam Yom Shvi'i LaSheis Mehamasa. So then you say Amavde Mekodesh LaKodesh, or you say you know Amavde Mekodesh LaChol. So that's a Machlokes HaMaharon. When the Mishnah says that instead of saying Amavde Mekodesh LaChol, you say Amavde Mekodesh LaKodesh. So when is that? So the Gemara says, if the Motzai Shabbos is switching, Hech Amalo, where do you say that line, Hamad Ben Kodesh Lachol? Am Rab Yudah, V'chasi Masa, only on the last line, not on the first line. The Chayin Abraham Nachm V'chasi Masa, Rab Sheish is Beidu Ravidi, disagrees, Af V'psichasa, not only on the last line, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamad Ben Kodesh Lachol, on the first line, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamad Ben Kodesh Lachol, Ben Arad Lachol, Ben Arad Lachol, Amim, the first line, instead of being Amav Dekodesh Lachol, should be Amav Dekodesh Lachodesh. So the Gemara, V'lei Silchus HaKavasa. We don't pass on like that. Why? So the Gemara says, on the last line in the parak, we're listing off all the various Havdalahs. The Rebbeinu Shlom, Ben Yisrael Amim, has nothing to do with, Ben Ola Choshech, has nothing to do with Shabbos and Yontov. We're mentioning various Havdalahs that appear in Tanakh. We say the Rebbeinu Shlom did a Havdalah Ben Kodesh Lachol, Ben Or Lachoshech, Ben Yisrael Lama, Ben Yom Shvi'i LaSheishes Mi'amasa, and then you end off Hamad Mekodesh LaKodesh. That's what's happening now. But in the beginning, we're not talking about what's happening now. We're talking about the Rebbeinu Shlom made various Havdalahs. He made Gvulas. He made lines. Adkan is Kodesh and Adkan is Chol and so on. So that's what the Gemara says. V'lei Silchus HaKavasei. I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Yeah. Then the Gemara quotes Rab Doisa. He said, "Hamavne mekodesh chomer lekodesh kal." Talking about leisil chesakavas. We don't pass like Rab Doisa. Just say, "Hamavne mekodesh lekodesh." You don't have to insult Yontif to call it kodesh chol. We all know what it means. Hamavne kodesh lekodesh. It's a difference. Sometimes it's more difficult to discern the difference between Kodesh Chomer and Kodesh Kal. If something is Kodesh, something is Chol, that's easier to discern. And sometimes Kodesh Chomer, Kodesh Kal is not so easy, that's more difficult. The Gemara has a Masech HaShabbos, a stake in the end of Masech HaShabbos. L'chor v'Yerushalayim elo al shehish v'kotten v'gol. That they had big Talmid HaChacham and had lesser Talmid HaChacham. And one of the reasons for the Churban, the Gemara gives various reasons. One of the reasons was that they treated the greater Talmid Chachamim with the same degree of respect as the lesser Talmid Chachamim. Sometimes that's more difficult to discern the difference between Kodesh Chomer and Kodesh Kal. So that's the bracha, Hamavda Mekodesh LaKodesh. Yeah. Now the Shabbos Yontov Shchali is Be'emtza HaShabbos. Yontov falls out on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then you say Havdalah Metzoy Yontov. So you say, when you say Havdalah Lakos, so you say Amav Demikosh Chol Ben Oral Choshech Ben Yisrael Meyom Ashvi L'Sheishes Yemei Amaseh. It's not Yom Ashvi L'Sheishes Yemei Amaseh. So he was of the opinion that you don't say that. Yontov Shchaldi is Beim Tzah Shabbos Oimer. Amav de mekodesh lachol ben or lachoshech ben Yisrael amim b'yom ashvi. Oh, and you do say b'yom ashvi l'sheishes imei hamasa. You do say it, even though it's irrelevant today. My timer say the havdalos amayna. You're mentioning all the various havdalos, like we said before. When you say the havdalah when Shabbos goes into Yontif next week, Shabbos goes into Yontif. He started Hamad Mekodesh Lachol. Why Hamad Mekodesh Lachol? It's Hamad Mekodesh Lekodesh. You're not talking about now. You're talking about Seder Havdolos in general. So here also, when Yantav falls out of the middle of the week, you're talking about Seder Havdolos in general. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made Gvulos and he made Shiurim. So you have to make sure you don't go over the line. Okay? Hadron Lach Hakol Shochtim. The beginning of the Perek is all about Shechita till around Daf Chof or so, and then the Torah Shabbal Peh started to discuss everything under the sun other than Shechita. Now the second parak is going to go back to Shechita. Okay.
Can you have maybe Yeah. But by Amadu Mekodesh, because I have a Menach Sima Sovah Chassidah.
Ben Yom Shem Shem Ma'asa Ben Kedusha Ham Se Kedusha Zan Tev Dal Tev Dal Tev Kedusha Zan Tev Kedusha Sef. Yeah, that last line, Ben, we do say.
And by regular Hamavim and Kodesh
Yeah, this Mishnah we know already. When you shecht an oif, you only have to shecht one simen. The oif doesn't have the full chiyus like a behem. So shechita soif is enough, either the kana or the beish. It's going to be a machlikus in the Gemara. We paskin either the kana or the beish. When you shecht the behem, you have to shecht both the kana and the beish. So the Mishnah starts off, how shechet? Sounds like Bidi Evid. Should have said, ketzat shechtem behem, or ketzat shechtem oif, ketzat shechtem behem of the oif, shechita soif simenach, shechita soif simenach, doesn't say like that. Sounds like Bidi Evid. If you shecht the two simon and the behem is good, what more do you want? He should cut all the four legs. What more do you want? That's the Gemara is going to ask. Why do you write it in the Loshen of the Yevit? Ruba shalechot kam ayhu. Ruba kukula. You don't have to shecht kol ha-simen. If you shecht simen echad, it's good enough. Rabbi Yudah says, when you're shechting an oif, if you buy chickens in the store, so it's already cut up into pulkas and fertlach, that's all cut up. And it's all salted already. Okay. So even if you would buy it not salted, but it's all cut up into pieces, and then you're going to salt it yourself, so then there's no problem. But Rabbi Yehuda is talking, you shecht the bird, and you're going to be tzolei kulo kachas, you're going to broil it on a rotisserie like this, and the blood is going to drip down. So he says, if you're going to be tzolei kulo kachas, it's necessary not a din in hilchas shchit, it's a din in hilchas dam. Ad sheyishchet es havreidin. When you're shechting the oif, it's not enough to cut the kone, or cut the kone of the beishet. You should shecht the vreidin on the two veins, on the right side and on the left side, to prick them. You can take a needle and do it. You don't have to do a dafke with the knife. It's not a din hilchas shchit. In order to make sure that you drain out a lot of the blood will, if you leave it the way it is now, you're not going to prick the vreden, then you won't be able to drain all of the blood. And what, it'll be a shayla of hilchas dam, maybe a shayla of hilchas dam, or maybe a shayla of hilchas geneva, that the butcher is going to be selling you a pound of chicken, and it's 9/10 of a pound of chicken and 1/10 of a pound of blood. So it's false advertising. So that's going to be a din and think about what did Rabbi Yehuda say. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. I don't think we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see. What if you shecht chatzi echad ba'oif? Instead of shechting the entire simon, let's say the whole kone, you shecht a half a kone. Instead of shechting both simonim by the behema, echad v'chatzi ba'behema, you shecht one and a half. So that's no good. Shechitas ha'psula. So it's no good, even b'diyev. Because you have to have ruba kekula. You have to have roif. What if Roy Vech above Rav Shnayim Bebeime Shchitosek Sheir? Funny, Roy Vech Shchitosek Sheir B'Yevet. That's Tach Lachatchila. What more do you want him to do? So that's what the Gemara asks. Hashoychet B'Yevet and Lachatchila Loi. The Mishnah presents it that this is B'Yevet Shnayim Bebeime. What more do you want? Lachatchila Loi. At Kamal Ishchet Belezel. What more do you want him to do? Why does the Mishnah present it as if it's only good B'Yevet? So the Gemara has two suggestions. Shaila, which one we should pass like? E boy is Ema. If you want to, you can say a echad ba'oif. The chatchila more correct is you shecht both the corner and the vation. And the diyevit, if you shecht one without the other, is echad good. The diyevit. The e boy is Ema. If you want to, you can say a different suggestion. Aruba shalachad kamoy. The chatchila should really not rely on ruba kakula. You should shecht kol ha'kona v'kol ha'vation. And b'di'evet, if you shechted roiv, so then b'di'evet you say ruba kukula. We have in Hilchas Pesach, it says when you drink the arbekosis, so the Mechaber writes, if you drink roiv, the Gemara says in Arbe Pesach, if you drink roiv kosis is good. So the Magen Avram quotes the Bach, that's only b'di'evet. Ruba kukula is only good. B'di'evet l'chatchila, you should drink kula. Where does he get this from, that ruba kukula is only b'di'evet? Is this Gemara. The Gemara says that ruba kukula is only b'di'evet. On this Gemara, there is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashi is here, and the Tosfos is in the first pair. Rabbi Kevega tells you where the Tosfos is. In the first Rabbi Kevega, follow from the base. Rashi writes over here that these lachatchilas, Aronim midrabbanan. That l'chatchili sheshech both the kona and the beishet by the oath. That l'chatchili shouldn't rely on ruba kukuloi. What do you mean l'chatchili b'di'evet? In shchita mitzvah, that she has to talk about l'chatchila deraisa, Tosfos in the end of Nida, and Samach Vav and Beis has a klal that in mitzvahs it makes sense to talk about l'chatchila b'di'evet. You have a korban chatos, so l'chatchili do zrika on the four corners of the mizbech, and b'di'evet if he did on one corner, you might say the mitzvah shalom b'shalay musa. So why do you have to do l'chatchila for zrikas, four corners, to fulfill the mitzvah b'shalay musa? Or let's say what else? Tosfos gives a mashal. When you do chalitza is not just a matir, that the Yevam is not allowed to remarry until she gets chalitza. Chalitza is a mitzvah. Some say the mitzvah of chalitza, even if she's not interested in remarrying at all, it's a mitzvah to do chalitza. Others say no. If she's interested in remarrying, then you have a mitzvah. If she's not interested in marrying, there's no mitzvah. Let's say the woman is 95 years old and her husband died. Her husband was 97, she's 95. And she's not interested in remarrying. So does she still say there's a mitzvah to do chalitza? Or no, so that's a machlokes. But chalitza, Tosfos says, clearly a mitzvah. How do they know? So they say because you have a lachatchila deraisa. You're supposed to do chalitza hasanis. She's supposed to spit on the floor in front of him, rikika. She's supposed to recite psukim. He says, she says, back and forth, they recite psukim. So we paskin the kriyas of psukim is not miakev, and the rikika is not miakev. The only thing that's miakev is the chalitza sasandal. So if it's not miyakim, what do you need it l'chatchila? So Tai said, because it's a mitzvah, so if you want to fulfill the mitzvah b'shalay musa, you get more livyosin, you get more gan eden, you get more schar and olam abo. So you should do the mitzvah b'shalay musa with the kriyas ha-psukim and with the rikika and everything. And if you did without the kriyas ha-psukim, it's a mitzvah shalom b'shalay musa. So Tai says, okay, right, also, l'chatchila should really do yibum, and Right.
If you can.
Right. So Tosfos says that when you're dealing with mitzvahs, it makes sense to talk about l'chatchila deraisa. We prefer you should have really done that. And but yeah, but you yotzei mitzvah shalom b'shalay musa if you do like this. But when you're talking about a matir, let's say you're talking about shechting an animal. The shechting is nishken mitzvah. Shechting is you can't eat it. It'll be nevela. It'll be yev menachai. If you shecht it, it'll be mutter. So if it's mutter b'di'evet, it should be mutter l'chatchila. So Rashi says over here, these l'chatchilas are only the rabbana. Right, how do you say, how come you say a bracha shikun shana b'mitzvah yisav v'tzivanu? Ala shchita, how come you say a bracha yisav v'tzivanu? It sounds like it's a mitzvah. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs lists off what in his opinion are the 248 mitzvahs esay, which are the 365 mitzvahs leis esay. So the Rambam counts shchita as a mitzvah. And the Ravid is masik. What's that? Shchita is a matav. Shchita is not a mitzvah. So the pashtus is that the Rambam didn't mean that it's a mitzvah to shecht. Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Rambam didn't mean it. They quote Rav Chaim Berlin also said like that. He didn't think that the Rambam meant that it's a mitzvah. But the Kes Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam. There's Kes Mishnah and the Sefer Mitzvahs also, because there's Hasakas Arayvin and the Sefer Mitzvah. The Sefer Mitzvah is part of the Mishnah Torah. Even though it was written in Arabic, but it was written as by way of introduction to the Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah is to, what is Talmud Torah all about? Talmud Torah is to learn all the 613 mitzvahs with all their details. So the Rambam has to start off by telling you which are the 613 mitzvahs. Then the whole Mishnah Torah is all the details of the Taryag mitzvahs. So the Kes Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam from the Hasagas Arayvin and says, no, the Rambam holds that Shechita is a mitzvah. When you're interested in eating flesh, it's a mitzvah, you should do Shechita. And that's why the Kes Mishnah writes on the Sefer HaMitzvahs that the Rambam counted it as a mitzvah. And then he says, why was the Rambam machmer on both lashonos here? He's machmer that l'chatchili sheshecht shnayim ba'ov and l'chatchili sheshecht kol ha'simen bebeima. He says, sveika deraisa l'chumra. The Gemara Sofik was on the level of deraisa, whether the Mishnah said b'di'evet because of this or because of that. So the Rambam goes l'chumra on both. So the Kes Mishnah holds the Rambam learned the Gemara like Rabbi Kivegas Tosfos. Rabbi Kivegas says, look, there's a Tosfos Chafala from a base, but Tosfos is Mefurish. They understood that this Gemara talks about Lachatchila, it's a Lachatchila deraisa. It's not a Lachatchila derabbanan. And Rashi in our Gemara says Beferish, the Lachatchila Atzuchua Rabbanan, Travayu. Rashi says it can't be deraisa. Rashi holds that Shchita is a matir, so there's no room to say that there's a Lachatchila deraisa. And the Tosfos earlier understood our Gemara, the Kes Mishnah understood the Rambam also like that. No, that it's shy to talk about a lachatchila deraisa. If one is interested in eating flesh, then there's a mitzvah that he should shecht properly. If a person wants to be a vegetarian, He doesn't have this mitzvah. He's not over an aver. He doesn't have the mitzvah. If a person wants to sleep in the park, so he doesn't have a mitzvah of mezuzah. If a person that I live in an apartment building, no one's allowed to use the roof. So there's no mitzvah to make a makah. The mitzvah to make a makah is only if the roof is used. If the roof is not used, so there's no mitzvah to make a makah. So shechita also. The Rambam and the Tosfos hold shechita is a mitzvah. If you're interested in eating flesh, then there's a mitzvah to see to it that you do shechita properly. How can you say a bracha? You're asking a good question. If you say that shechita is only a matir, how can you say a bracha? So Rav Soloveitchik said, every so often we have a bracha on a matir, even though there is no mitzvah. Let's say, Erevei Chatzeres, Erevei Tchumen. That's not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to go chutz l'tchum. No mitzvah to go chutz l'tchum. If you want to go chutz l'tchum, you have to make an Erevei Tchum. If you want to be allowed to carry in the apartment building, you have to make an Erevei Chatzeres. But they're not mechuyev to do it. So sometimes, once in a while, there is a bracha anamata. So it could be that the bracha ala shechita is also a bracha anamata. He said, you can't really tell from the fact that there is a bracha even on the nusach is Hashem Shem Sassaro. Sounds exactly like a bichas mitzvah. It could be that it's a bracha anamata. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll leave that next week. We'll talk about in Yonei Shavuos a little bit. We have the Teuchach in two different places. We have the Teuchach in Bechukosai was declared at Har Sinai. That's what it says. Ela Divri Abris Shekos Hashem, as it says in the end of the Teuchach. Ela Hachukim Hamishpatim V'Hato Rosh Hashanasa Hashan Be'enam Ben Reisot B'Har Sinai B'Yad Moshe. This Teuchach was proclaimed at Har Sinai, and the other Teuchach in Kisava was proclaimed in Arbis Maya before Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, and that ends off Ela Divrei Abris. Where is that? What's in Kisava? Ela Divrei Abris Hashotiv Hashem Es Moshe Lichros Es Bnei Yisrael Be'eretz Moya Mulvad Habris Shakarasi Tam B'Chorev. In addition to the Krisis Bris that was made at Har Sinai, that's Har Chorev, is Har Sinai. That was one Krisis Bris, and the text of the Drachas of Klolas is the Krisis Habris. So there were two Bris, and there was a Bris at Har Sinai and the Bris in Arvis Moya. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer Hagula, he has the same thing on Chumash. The Sefer Agula, he puts all the ideas together in a whole essay, just not a little at a time. He thinks that the two Teuchachas correspond to the two different Golios. So he thinks that the Teuchach and Bechukosai corresponds to Golos Bavel, which was shorter, was only 70 years, and the end was in sight, and the Teuchach ends off that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. And then we're going to be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. So it had an end. And the Teuchach in Kisava is a long way to Golos, like this Golos. Keeps on going. And it doesn't end off at all on a good note. It ends off in Yitzavim, the next Sedra has. But here the Teuchach just ends. Yismakatim Shem Levech Labanim L'Shvach Is Ben Koina. The enemy will try to sell you as slaves and no one will want to buy you. It just ends off with a bitter Teuchach. So the Ramban thinks that the Teuchach and Bechukosah correspond to the Golos Bavel, and the Teuchach and Kisava corresponds to the present Golos. And then he has another comment. He says the Teuchach in Bechukosai says V'Hashimosi Es Migdushechem V'Lo Ariach B'Reach Nichoichachem. I will destroy the Beis Hamikdash also. Teuchach in Kisava doesn't mention a word about destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Just talks about destruction of the Medina. The Jews will be sent into Golus. We won't be the Balabatim over Eretz Yisrael anymore. So he says that's the reason why, because the Bais Rishon was so much more glorious than the Bais Sheni. So when the Bais Rishon was destroyed, the Bais Sheni from day number one was Shvachem Isis. It says the old timers who were 80 years old when Ezra Nehemiah rebuilt built the second Beis HaMikdash, the old timers were crying. They said, this is a fake. This is not a Beis HaMikdash. It's Ka'ayim B'Einayim. And the Pasuk says that there were so many old timers crying, they drowned out the voices of the younger people. Younger people never saw Beis HaMikdash before. So they were dancing and singing and cheering and rejoicing. And the old timers were crying so loud that they drowned out the voices of the younger people. So that, because the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, didn't compare to the first one at all. It was missing so many things. So the Ramban says, that's why the second Teichacha doesn't say a word about Churban Beis HaMikdash, because even B'Binyana, it was nothing so great. Even though the Gemara says, whoever didn't see Binyan Hordas, L'Rab Binyan before Miyama, but it was missing in Ruchnias, apparently in construction and architecture. It was out of this world. But in Ruchnias, it was missing a lot. So it's interesting, the Ramban also writes in the Sefer HaGula, based on Psukim and Novim, based on this, there are only going to be two churbanas, there won't be a third churban. There won't be a third churban of what? So the Ramban, a third churban of the Beis HaMikdash? No, but the second Teichacha, Ramban himself pointed out, doesn't say a word about churban Beis HaMikdash. Explain why, because the second Beis HaMikdash was missing so much. So the Ramban understood in the Psukim there won't be a third churban of the Medina. Not that there won't be a third churban of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what Rav Herzog was famous for that. That when they established the Medina in 1948, so a lot of people were so nervous, people were running away with by the Mechemet HaShichrur. So Rav Herzog was telling everyone, we shouldn't be concerned, we have Haftoches for the Midrashim. The Midrashim would say, the Ramban is based on Midrash. The Chachamim gave us a Haftoche based on Psukim and Novi, based on Psukim and Chumash. There won't be a third Churban HaMedina, not just there won't be a third Churban based on Migdash. The second Teichacha doesn't say a word about Churban based on Migdash. It means there won't be a third churban. The two Teichachas talk about two churbanas of the Medina. And the Ramban says, that's it. There are only going to be two. There won't be a third churban of the Medina. So that's why we assume, we hope that it's true, we assume based on this Ramban, that this Medina is going to lead to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what we call Aschalta, the Gula. Gula means when you build the Beis HaMikdash. Aschalta means something that's going to lead towards the building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we celebrate. That's why we're excited over the fact that that we have a Medina that's going to lead to the Binyan of Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. Thank you. Tea is very good. You cooked it yourself.